It's easy to get confused with what actually is nutritious and what isn't with all the nonsense people are peddling out there for a profit. Let's take it back to basics now with qualified nutritionist Lynley Seaman ahead of her free Murray Bridge Community Centre sessions next Tuesday in the evening and Wednesday at lunchtime with Focus One Health. Thanks so much for joining us, Lynley.
You're welcome, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
What makes up a balanced meal? What should we be going for? Is it that classic meat and three veg?
Well, that's a good place to start, Jenny. It might sound old-fashioned, but that's certainly a good place to start. These days we have a sort of a plate idea of what our plate should look like to get the balance right. So ideally about half your plate would be filled with veggies, about a quarter of your plate some kind of protein like the meat that you mentioned, and then the other quarter is some kind of quality carbohydrate like your potato or your brown rice or something like that. That's a good starting point.
Do you think a lot of us are guilty of not putting enough vegetables on our plates?
Well, I know for a fact that we are actually, because 97% of us don't eat enough veggies in Australia. So whenever I talk with clients, it certainly is a focus to eat some more vegetables, and mostly because we need to increase our fibre intake. That's really the backbone of good health, is eating enough fibre.
Why is that?
Oh, lots of reasons. Fibre has come to prominence in the last few years of research around the gut microbiome. So we know that particular types of fibre are important for feeding what's the little microorganisms that live within us. And those little critters actually make lots of anti-inflammatory compounds and vitamins, contribute to hormones, regulating our mood. So there's a big link between mental health and our diet. So they're actually a powerhouse of health for us, and we've neglected them up until now, I think. So fibre is really what they love to eat. That's one reason. Fibre is also really important for our bowel health, so literally just enabling stuff to pass through our bowel and keeping us regular. So that's also an important part of health.
Do you have any tips for adding just a little bit more nutrition, a few more veg into an everyday meal?
Oh, absolutely. For lots of people, it's not about changing a diet altogether. It's about tweaking what you're already doing. So, for example, you may swap out a more processed cereal for a better quality muesli. You might add in those extra veg to some classic meals like your spaghetti bolognese. Swapping white rice for brown rice would be another easy swap. Thinking more about, say, if you're making a sandwich or a wrap, then really boosting up the salad or the veg that you put in that, not just your ham and cheese. Little things like that actually go a long way.
And what about when people go on juice cleanses and juice diets? How do you feel about that?
The good thing is that people are focused on their diet, so I think that's a positive. They certainly will be getting nutrition through those juices, but I'd much rather people actually ate the fruit or the vegetable that they're juicing. Once again, often juices remove the fibre and you're just left with the watery part or the sugary part. Detox seems to be a big word that's thrown around the diet culture, and fortunately our human body is designed to, we're always detoxing. That's what our kidneys and livers do. So we don't actually need to detox per se. I think people are referring more to focusing more on eating fruit and veggies. So it's not necessary to go all juice. And I think that's probably a really boring, boring way to eat. Fruit is about pleasure and enjoyment as well. So, you know, if you want to have a juice in your day, that's great. But these whole cleanse things are really not based on evidence.
Nutritionist Lynley Seaman's with me. What about crash diets? There are a lot of diets out there promising us miracles. Should people be wary of them? And what is a better option for thinking about food?
Great question, Jenny. I guess whenever you're looking at changing your diet, there's a couple of red flags that would come up for me when you're considering how to change your eating pattern. One of them is if a diet is promoting cutting out a food group or a real particular food, that's a red flag for me. There's no real benefit in cutting out, you know, sugar altogether or dairy altogether, or all those sort of things that are really popular. So a balanced diet includes all those things unless you have specific sensitivities to them. The other red flag, I guess, is that promise of rapid weight loss. Often it's around weight that people go on diets. And most people, or many people, do have success in the short term, and it might be that they're just putting all their energy in and focused and they're doing really well. It might be fluid loss because they're just actually not drinking enough. There's lots of reasons why there's some immediate, what seems like, gain. But the statistics show that 95% of people will regain that weight within 6 months, and often people will regain even more. And I guess the other point to that is that it actually changes your physiology when you go through that sort of starvation mode too. So that makes it even harder next time that you want to try and manage your weight.
All right. Now, with starvation, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you want to avoid, you know, crash diets and starving yourself, but then it can also be beneficial to your body to have several hours of not eating so it can kind of regenerate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we need that fast overnight. It's not starvation, it's a fast. So ideally, we would probably have 12 hours of fasting. So if you finish your evening meal at 7, then don't eat again till 7 the next morning. So that helps us to regulate our hunger hormones and our insulin and our rest and digest sort of phase. And I guess in our culture, we're often snacking later into the night if you're staying up late. So those sort of habits do impact on our body's ability to heal and rest. But it's not about not eating beyond that. There's lots of different intermittent fasting ideas out there. And some of them are suitable for different people. But it's surprising that often when I see people who would like to manage their weight, they need to actually eat more through the day, which is a strange thing for them to get into their minds, that they actually need to eat more to lose weight. So it's an area of research, but that whole extended period of fasting, one, it's really hard to do, but just that overnight while you're sleeping is enough.
What about fat? We often focus on one thing as the evil thing to avoid in diets. And I feel as though, I mean, sugar's kind of become the new one, but it was fat for a long time. And a lot of low-fat options like yogurts maybe aren't as healthy as their fat counterparts, right?
Yeah, interesting you say that. The Heart Foundation has revised their guidelines around fat, which is excellent. So we've thankfully moved on from our fat-phobic days. So unless you have an underlying issue with your heart health, then full-fat dairy is absolutely fine. I guess we definitely do need fat. It's just the type of fat that you eat. So, you know, the good fats are your omega-3s found in fish, your seeds and nuts, your avocado, all those types of things are excellent fats for us and we need them. Every cell in your body has fat in it. It's those trans fats or saturated fats we find in like baked goods and processed food that we do need to be mindful of minimising those. I think the latest trend is more keto style, which is minimising carbohydrates, and those diets typically are higher in fat and often the quality fat. But there's research to show that a diet high in fat has a detrimental impact on our gut microbiome too, because they're not getting that fibre that I mentioned before about feeding them. It's too much fat in that diet.
And so avoiding crash diets and fast turnarounds with losing weight, you believe in mindful eating, right? Tell us about this philosophy.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, food, how people eat and the pattern of eating often isn't about the food itself. It's about their emotions or, you know, certain things that have been ingrained in us as we grow up. You know, I don't know if you ever had to wait at the table and finish everything in front of you or were convinced to try new foods and sort of forced to, I guess, ignore your own body's cues. So mindful eating is more about, for one thing, switching off all the distractions around you, so not eating in front of the TV, for example, and really focusing on, you know, the smell of the food, the look of the food, feeling gratitude for whoever's prepared it for you or, you know, for yourself, and really tasting every mouthful. And that gives our bodies time to, one, be ready to accept food in our digestive system, but also allow those cues of when you're feeling full to actually get to our brain so we can stop eating when we are full. A lot of people, you know, we get overwhelmed if we haven't eaten for a while, we're really hungry and we sort of just eat too much sometimes. So just taking a moment to have a deep breath, feel some gratitude for the food in front of you can go a long way to better digestive health, but also just eating the amount of food that's appropriate.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you are going to be holding two free sessions on next Tuesday at 6 p.m, Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Murray Bridge Community Centre, with people able to book until tomorrow with Focus One Health. That's 8582 3823 if you want to find out more or book. Focus One Health, 8582 3823. And people will be able to ask you questions. Is it a bit of a kind of interactive session?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not me standing there talking at my guests. It's definitely interactive and I'm really excited to meet some of the Murray Bridge community. And I'll just say too, on the evening one, dinner is provided, so it'll be a free meal for you, and everyone goes home with a salad shaker and a cookbook on how to do salads in a jar. So some freebies there for you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, really lovely to have you on the program today. Thanks so much for your time, Lynley Seaman.
Thank you, Jenny. Have a great day.